Bezras Hashem, Yisparech, today's halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph is a beautiful one, a complex one, a practical one, and we will make reference to other instances where we've discussed it because in no way are we going to be able to, in our 10-15 minutes from halacha in the daily daf, cover the entire important topic. And that is stopping children from doing isurim. In our Gemara, on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara describes a bachlokis that appears in Yevamis as well, in Kuf Yudalid, of whether there is a chiyuv of Bezdin to stop children from violating Isurim. There are two opinions in this regard. One says that there isn't a chiyuv on Bezdin, and the other says that there is. It is quite clear from the sugi in Yevamis over there, as well as what's clear for us is always to go straight to the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Mem Gimel, that we paskin ein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisho. If a child is eating nevelos, so then bezdin is not required to stop him. However, aval aviv mitzvah ligar bo lahafrisho, a father has to stop him from doing an isur d'oraisa. However, the Mechaber goes on to say, but to feed a child in Isur D'oraisa, that, everybody agrees, is also, even though we paskin, ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisha. We just read the words of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah has a dissenting position, which is based on our daf. Tosfos, in Dibur HaMaschil Shema Mino, says that all of these halachos only apply to a child that has not reached the age of chinuch. If a child has already reached the age of chinuch, so then in such a case, there is a responsibility for everybody to stop the child from doing the isur. Now, of course, this requires tremendous chachma. It's more important even to listen to shiurim in chinuch abonim and chinuch in general than knowing all the halachos of stopping children from doing isurim. It requires tremendous tact, insight, and so on. And before a person acts, it would be highly recommended that just like we ask a shaila in halacha, we should also be asking questions in shalom bayis and chinuch as well. And therefore, a lot of forethought should go into mitzvah lahafrisho to be able to do it properly. The shita of Tosfos is that there is a chiyuv on everybody to stop a child who has reached the age of chinuch. Now, this is highly debated. The Beis Yosef does not accept this opinion of Tosfos. However, it makes its way into the Ramah, and the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotan Zayin of Shin Mem Gimel says that the Chai Adam says that the Isurei D'Oraisa, we should be Choshesh for this opinion. So the big guns, the Mishnah Brura and the Chai Adam, both say that there is a mitzvah to be Mechanech, another person's child, when it comes to Isurei D'Oraisa. I find this opinion actually quite inspiring, and that is that even though there isn't a chiyuv of Bezdin, Mitzuvin Afrisho, nevertheless, there's a chiyuv, it seems, as chinuch. And the tremendous lesson of this is that the chinuch of Klal Yisrael's children applies to every single one of us. And that is that if there's a child that's being Mechal Shabbos in Iowa, then it's a chisaron in our chinuch. It's a chisaron in our chinuch of us mechanchim in Beit Shemesh, in Yerushalayim, in New York City. It's a responsibility for all of us, the chinuch of all children in Klal Yisrael. And for that reason, there would be a responsibility for us to do our best that all Jewish children get an appropriate chinuch. It should be noted that the Rashba, and a beautiful Rashba in Yevamos, disagrees. However, this is the psak lahalacha, which emerges from our daf within Tosfos. Now, there are many nuances to these halachos. What we started with is from what emerges from the sugya. I'd like to make another couple of points. However, we will not be able to expound on the entire scope of it. We did give a set of shiurim in the Grus Kola, three shiurim on the halachos of Ktanim on Shabbos. There is a highly recommended book by Rav Simcha Ben Mkom. I think it's one of the best of all of his books in Halacha, called Children in Halacha, which has fantastic references and fantastic analysis. There are very different customs, as we discussed in the third shiur in the Grus Kola, in the Halachos of Ktanim on Shabbos, Chasidim, and the Litvisha world. Probably, if there's one area where they have disparate positions, it's probably here. I'll just whet your appetite by saying that both the Chidush Arim and my mother, who grew up in the house of Gera Hasidim, describe that the children would carry on Shabbos, without even in an area that didn't have an Erev, particularly they would carry the Chalent from the bakery. We were once upon a time poor, a lot poorer than we are, Baruch Hashem, today. And in those days, most people did not have their own ovens, and they would store their chalent on Shabbos morning in the bakery, and then they would bring it home. So, for the Hasidim, tend to have certain leniencies of the halachos, as we've discussed. The Achiezer strongly disagreed with them. Actually, Achiezer develops the Shita of Reb Chaim. The crux of the issue is we have to be much more machmir, according to Reb Chaim and Achiezer, because of this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, it says, Losasachom locha ato vincha. Reb Chaim understood, and Achiezer concurs, that any time a parent sees the child doing a malacha, and it's clear that the parent acquiesces to the malacha, so then, in such a case, when it comes to Yisurei D'oraisa, the parent himself has been in violation of Sas L'cha Malacha. However, there are others who disagree, that say that there isn't an independent Yisur Alo Sas L'cha Malacha to Vincha, but rather it's based on the Yisur and Yivamas of Lo Sachilam, and that is feeding children Yisurim, and then according to those Rishonim and Poskim, there is more leeway. This is just a general reference to the picture. We have those three Shiurim that you could listen to on that. As far as feeding children, Macholos Asuras, so there, as the Mechaber said in Shimem Gimel, there you're dealing with something that's much, much worse. And that is the Isser of Los Achilim, Safinam Biyadayim, to feed a child, Macholos Asuras, is Asur, even if the child hasn't reached the age of Chinuch. There is, however, one exception to the rule, according to the Rajba again. And that is that the Mechaber does not pass like this Rajba, that it's Aser la'achilo biyadayim afilu iser derabonan, afilu midivrei sofrim. However, the Be'er Halacha points out in Dibra Maschil midivrei sofrim that the Rajba and the Ran disagree. They are of the opinion that an iser derabonan can be fed to a child. The Be'er Halacha points out that the simple reading in Shulchan Aruch is that it would as well be prohibited to give a child an Iser Derabbanan, which therefore makes the comment of Rav Nevenzal Shlita on this expression of the Be'er Halacha an important chidush that we can rely on, even though it is a big kula. And that is, the question becomes, how is it that we could be lenient with children in giving them milk after meat? At the end of the day, the Mechaber seems to be Machmir on Isurei Derabbanan. Nevertheless, Rav Nevenzal seems to go with this Rajba and the Ran, and that's, again, if the Mishnah Brura did not bring down this Tzad to be Meka, which he seems to be willing to run with Ayin Sham, in such a case, Rav Nevenzal says, Yesh Lahakel Ma'od, you could be very lenient, b'yelet katan, with a small child. We're talking about a child under the age of chinuch, b'achilas chol v'acharei basar, with eating milchiks after fleishiks, ufi gadlo lahagdil revach hazman, and as he gets older, to adjust the time, but one does not need to be machmir on the child. I'd just like to conclude, I was a little bit emotional before, so instead of piling up more halachos, maybe just to conclude with another beautiful story that brings out how Rav Nevenzal has the koach to be mekel, so lenient over here. where it's actually seems to be against the simple reading of the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kula of the Rajba and the Ram that by Isurei Derabanan you could even be Saifina and be Yadayim, you could even feed the child. One, it's been told to me by Rav Chizkiyo Neven Zal Shlita that when he grew up as a child, the Rebbetzin used to always say to Rav Neven Zal, eat milchiks, drink milk. And he thought that was something that was normal, that a mother always had to remind her husband, the father, to eat milchiks. It turns out that there was something that was a lot deeper to the story. It seems that many, many, many years ago, Rav Neven Zal was slightly nichshel in eating milchiks within 6 hours. I would imagine it was probably in the fifth, fourth hour. He had lost track, or he had forgotten, and he was, in his own mind, nichshel in basar b'chalav, in not chas v'chalav d'isudaraisa, but the custom of waiting a full 6 hours. From that moment on, he was not able to bring himself to eat milchiks after fleishiks until someone would tell him that he was milchiks. Until that time, he just simply would not eat milchiks. The pacha, the fear, the way I understand that he has a tremendous love of digduke mitzvos, the tremendous pacha of chas v'chalila being nichshal on that iser derabanan again, caused him to almost be paralyzed, that he couldn't eat milk after he had eaten meat, that he was afraid that his calculation would be off. Hence, the Rebbetzin would always say, avigdor, drink milk, eat milchiks. That was the sign that he knew, he trusted that his wife would come up with the correct calculation, and only then he would go days without eating milchiks again until someone told him bepem mole. Of course, this is a chumrah that he had taken upon himself, but shows the dikduke mitzvos. When a person is so machmir on themselves, with all bechol digdakeu proteo, then that is the same individual. Hapesha osar hu hapesha hiter, the individual himself who has such digduke mitzvos, he is the one who has the koach to tell us that we can be makel, because he understands the chomer of the avera, and he said yesh lahakel maod bielut katan beachilas chalav achrei basar. There's so much to say about this sugya. However, you can find it, as we mentioned, in the Shiurim on Simin Shin Mem Gimel, three Shiurim on the Halachos of Ketanim. And if someone would like, in English, a fantastic book, Rav Simcha Bun Kom did an excellent job. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Siyata Deshmaya, there will be Zocha to be Mechanech, all the beautiful children of Klal Yisrael, B'derech HaYosher. We should be Mekayim, the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, of Osasach HaMelacha Ato V'nchavitecha. A good Shabbos.